looking forward to hearing Father Cannon. But let's begin with our prayer. Roberta?
Gracious and loving God, source of good, we thank you for the numberless gifts and blessings that fill our days, for life itself and its endless variety, for all that sustains body and mind, for love and friendship, for the delights of the senses, and for the excellence of your word which deepens our life and enriches our days. You are with us in our prayer, in our love and our doubt, in our longing to feel your presence and do your will. You are the still, clear voice within us. Help us, O God, to work for a just and compassionate society where all may share your gift in the joy of freedom. When doubt troubles us, when anxiety makes us tremble, and pain clouds the mind, we look inward for the answer to our prayers. There may we find you, and there find courage, insight, and endurance. And let our worship bring us closer to one another, that all who seek you may find new strength for your service. We ask this in the name of Jesus.
Amen. So this morning I'm delighted to introduce Father Kenan Osborne once again, a familiar face to us. Father Kenan has returned to his home. He is now a resident at the Old Mission. So maybe he'll be available again for us. Good. And we're colleagues and brothers in the Franciscan Order. And Father Kenan, when he came back from his doctorate in University of Munich, opened up to us, to me especially, a whole fresh door in theology. You know, I thought if it wasn't in Latin and stuffy and 400 years old, you couldn't believe it. But he opened up so much for me at the Franciscan School of Theology when we moved up there. And I was with him when he was head of the school. I was there for 2 years, which was a delightful time. And so after, what, 40 years, huh, Father Kenan?
40 years.
In academia, you turn now to Santa Barbara to be with us. So, Father Kenan Osborne.
We're going to bless you. Would you believe that?
Oh, that's right.
A priest can get a blessing.
Oh, okay.
We bless you as you share your gifts of spirit, life, and